Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Hey, Dennis Quaid here, and I want to tell you about the Orange Tree. Now, I have recently started a podcast network called Audio Up, and much as I prepare for movie roles, I've been researching the podcast landscape and listening to hundreds of podcasts. One in particular stopped me in my tracks. The Orange Tree. It's a true crime podcast series told with such authenticity and care by Haley Butler and Tinu Thomas, two journalists who were University of Texas students when they started reporting on the story. It's about the 2005 murder of a young woman named Jennifer Cave near the University of Texas at Austin campus. What struck me most was the thorough examination of the case and the exclusive access granted to these two young reporters. What makes this true crime story so unique is their perspective. They're two young women who are the same age as Jennifer Cave and at very similar points in their lives. The Orange Tree is engaging, it's thoughtful, and really, really powerful. Take a listen to The Orange Tree on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts today.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. It is September 2nd. My name is Zach Selwyn, and we're back with the realest, fakest, real news in the world. Here we go. Two young California girls were caught on camera using Taco Bell's Wi-Fi in a parking lot to finish their homework because their family did not have a router at home. This was such a great story. Over $130,000 has been raised on GoFundMe to help the family. Very excited. Hopefully this family can get a Wi-Fi router, some cables, and a better internet, and get their kids the education that they need. Meanwhile, no word on how much I'm going to make for the time that one guy caught me jacking off in a Popeyes using their Wi-Fi. What? I like the spicy crispy chicken sandwich. It's been nearly 5 months since all movie theaters across the country were shut down, and people have been complaining lately that they miss the live event of going to the movies. The entire experience, the drama of the trailers, and listening on people's post-movie chit-chat. What? Listen, movies are fine. But I got two kids, so the movies aren't like that for me anymore, okay? Every time some bullshit film like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 4 comes out, I gotta go to the theater, pay $5 to park, $18 a ticket for a family of four, then there's normally a friend who tags along, so that's five, there's about $60 on popcorn and candy, then we go to pizza afterwards, which is about $50 to $70, so by the end of the night I just dropped $240 to fall asleep during a movie about it raining fucking food. Fuck the movies. Although I would totally pay $18 to see Bill and Ted Face the Music again. Whoa. Joe Exotic. Yeah, remember Joe Exotic? He has launched a line of boxer brief underwear with his face emblazoned across the crotch. This is the first time a meth-addicted, tiger-loving, bisexual man has had his face on a pair of men's underwear since Siegfried and Roy's Fruit of the Loom collaboration back in 1992.
Is that true?
I'm not sure. Elvis Presley's Graceland Museum was vandalized with Black Lives Matter graffiti over the weekend. On the phone right now, we actually have an Elvis impersonator calling in from Las Vegas. Wow. How you doing there, man? How do you feel about this happening to Elvis's home and resting place?
I'm all shook up, baby.
Ha! Yeah, great. I get it. Hey, nice job. You used an Elvis song in the answer. But seriously, why do you think someone would do something like this?
I don't know, baby. You're not the only one with suspicious minds.
Oh, yes, two Elvis references. I like what you did there. But, you know, interesting question. What do you think should actually happen to the protesters who vandalized the property?
Do me a favor, a little less conversation out of you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah, well, you did. The king has left the building.
Come back, man.
I'll see you.
Jesus. The king has left the building indeed. Wow, a real Elvis impersonator. What an honor. Hey, Jesse, what did we pay that guy?
I think it just was like a really fattening lunch.
Oh, it's a great deal. Alcohol sales are up 350% across America during this pandemic, which is why I am announcing right now I'm launching my new signature cocktail, Everything is Awful, and We're All Going to Die Bourbon. Yeah, Jesse, what's your brand of whiskey called?
It's what, ain't it? Drink it!
I drink that. That's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. We'll be back Friday with a very special co-host. Yes, I'm talking about Kelly, the first ever viral video female musician, the girl who sang Shiz. Oh my God, Shoes. Yes, she is coming on the show to help us go through the news of the day. Liam Farrell will be here as well. Tune in Friday for Kelly, Liam, and Zach on the Audio Up News Network. We will see you then, everybody. Hey, Elvis.
Yeah, baby. What do you want?
We wanted to send you some swag for being on the show.
Return to sender.
Okay, that's just not nice.
Hi there, my name's John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Up.
That's right, I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork. It changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. In Lauren Lake's courtroom, there is no nonsense.
Self-aware when you have
that. But I just said I'm a lady.
Don't talk when I'm talking.
Just results.
Mr. Jackson, you are the father. Live it, own it, be it. You see it?
Listen to Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.